Well, boys and girls, as we finish our little series today, at least for this time, on some missionaries that we should know, no studies on missionaries would be complete without considering the life of William Carey. For as someone has said, he was one of the great giants in missionary work. And if you've never heard of him, I'd be surprised about that, because CEF have some tremendous material on the life and ministry of William Carey, but he's an interesting character, and I want to conclude our little series at this time by thinking of him. William Carey was born in a little thatched cottage on the 17th of August in 1761 in a little Northamptonshire village called Pollerspurry. And I have the privilege, of course, not of being in that village, I don't want you thinking that at that time, but I had the privilege when I was growing up of going down to see my grandmother, who herself was born in a thatched cottage. And I remember many occasions staying in that thatched cottage. Now, you'll say, Pastor, you're not that old. No, I'm not. The cottage was much older than I was. But it was a tremendous experience to stay and to grow up in a cottage like that, no electricity, looking for oil lamps and candles, outside toilets, all of those things. So when I was thinking about William Carey this morning, it took me away back to my own childhood. He was born into a weaving family, and although he was brought up in the Church of England, these were his words. He said that he left in order to follow Christ. He joined a congregational church at a place called Heckleton, where he worked as an apprentice shoemaker. And of course, he then married, as we nearly all do, in 1781. But you know, as an apprentice shoemaker, there were many times that he sat and he thought about the things of God, challenged his own life about what he was doing for God, and he even made himself a globe out of leather so that he could pray for the needy world in which he lived. Now, he often walked 5 miles to meet with a group of particular Baptists, and he then joined them after he was baptized on the 5th of October in 1783. Just 2 years later, he moved to a place called Moulton, and there he became the pastor of a little Baptist congregation that met there. But during the time he was there in the work of God, he was greatly challenged about the needs of the world in which he lived. He began to read all the books that he could about the world in general. He began to think very seriously about what lay way beyond where he lived and the kind of world that he labored in. And the more he read and the more he studied, he said this. He said, the peoples of the world need Christ. He studied very hard. By the age of 21, he had mastered Latin, Hebrew, Greek, and Italian. He was studying both French and Dutch. As God continued to work with him, Carey felt deeply moved. He believed that all of those who were called by God should endeavor to make the gospel known among all nations. That's why I chose that hymn and sung it first today. This great news that Jesus saves. All of us this morning sitting here could look back to the day in which we were born, in those early days of our life growing up. I'm sure that very few, if any, here today did not hear about the Lord Jesus Christ when they were young. Didn't attend children's meetings or Sunday school. We knew about Jesus Christ all our lives. Sadly, some of us are still not saved. And that's terrible to think that. To think that we have known all our lifetime that the Lord Jesus Christ can save us from our sins, give us a life that is worth living, and one day take us safely home to heaven. To know all of that and still not be saved all these years later, that's an absolute tragedy. Especially when so many people in our world today have yet to hear about Christ. The problem was that for William Carey, there were no missionary societies in his day. There was very little missionary interest. Even on one occasion, he went to a minister's meeting. And when opportunity was given for the men to share, William Carey got on his feet and he began to speak about the subject of missions and the need for them to reach out into the world in which they live. And a Dr. Rowland said to him, "Young man, sit down. When God is pleased to convert the heathen, he will do it without your help and mine." William Carey was greatly discouraged by that. But someone said of him that he continued to pray and he pled and he plodded and he persisted. And what you see today on the screen was the motto by which William Carey lived. Attempt great things for God. Expect great things from God. In 1793, he went to India. And as he was starting off to leave the docks, twice he had to come back from the boat to his wife and encourage her and the family to get on board with him. And finally she did. They arrived in India in November 1793 and stayed with a man called Dr. Thomas. Those early years of his missionary endeavors were marked with debt, disease, discouragement, and it was 7 years of tirelessly working and distributing books and gospel literature. It was 7 years before he saw his first convert, Krishnapal. And that was a tremendous encouragement for William Carey to keep pressing on in the work of God. He died in 1834 at the age of 73 years of age. But what a life he had accomplished. He had seen the scriptures translated into over 40 different languages. He had founded a college and become a college professor. He had seen India open up its doors to other missionaries. But more importantly, he had seen many others come to a saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. When William Carey was dying, on his deathbed, a friend called Dr. Duff came to see him. And Carey said to him, "Dr. Duff, when I am gone, say nothing about Dr. Carey. Speak only about Dr. Carey's God. When I'm gone, say nothing about Dr. Carey. Speak only about Dr. Carey's God." You know, for about 12 weeks, we have looked at missionaries, some we have never heard of perhaps, and others that we have known and read about for years. They've been to India, they've been to Africa, they've been to China, they've been to Peru, they've been all over the world in years that have gone, telling people that Jesus saves, encouraging Christians to grow in their faith. Boys and girls and grown-ups today, will you tell somebody that Jesus saves? Will you honestly take the time this week to go to somebody and make it your earnest desire to tell them that Jesus saves and that he can save them? It's great to know about these missionaries in various parts of the world. But all of us can be missionaries on our own doorstep. And who knows, for some of you children, who knows for some of you young people, that if you do the little things that God is asking you to do now, who knows the greater things that God might commit to your hand in days to come, because that's what I pray for. And I long that someday up here some of you will stand with me and you'll be commissioned by this church to go out into all the world and to take the gospel of God's grace. And there are some of you young couples here today, not yet beyond that stage, where you too could fulfill a ministry for Christ.